2 Samuel chapter 22, if you will turn your Bibles with me this morning as we read from God's holy word. The first few verses are pretty self-explanatory. David had experienced a great deal of military success as king of Israel. And through his pursuits of military success, through his exploits, he had realized that God was the one who protected him, and it was God that provided the deliverance. Now, we've got a lot of enemies today, just like Hendersonville Missionary Baptist Church being vandalized. I mean, there's just mean, wicked people in our society, all around us. There's mean and wicked people in Hendersonville. And we need protection. Your family needs protection. Our churches need protection. Our government, our country. We need the protection and the provision of God. All of us need that. If there's two things we primarily and principally need, it's protection and provision. Actually, when Jesus taught us to pray in the model prayer, those two main elements are in the model prayer. Jesus taught us to pray for protection and provision, that the Lord would provide us our daily bread and also keep us from temptation and keep us from the evil one. We need provision and we need protection. I'm thoroughly convinced that God provides both of those things for His children. Those of us that are saved, God has always been a sufficient provider of protection and provision. David, at the end of his life, he said, I was young, now I'm old. He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The righteous have never been forsaken of the Lord. The Lord has always been there for us, to provide for us and to protect us. David was given praise unto the Lord. This actually, there's about 51 verses in this 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel. It's a song. David, of course, was a songwriter, and he was divinely inspired to write a song to celebrate this protection, to give God the credit, to give God the praise. Now, I think it's very important for us as we go through life and God protects us, as we go through life and God provides for us, that we ought to praise Him. Amen. We ought to thank Him. We ought to have an attitude of gratitude. We need to acknowledge that it is the Lord. The Lord that has provided these things. And David was doing just that. Now, David, because of his success, him being the king, he could have taken the glory for himself. He could have taken credit for himself. I was surprised, Brother JT, he used that verse with respect to somebody taking glory to themselves and how bad that is. And it's very bad for us to take credit for things that we really did not do ourselves. Amen. David, as a king, as a president, as a ruler of the people of Israel, he was giving credit to God for the victories over the enemies and for the protection of his nation. Now, I think it's imperative for us to do the same. Now all the citizens of America will not do that, but God expects his people to do it. He especially expects his church to give praise and give credit unto him for our protection. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song. Now notice, this song was sung unto the Lord in the day that the Lord who had delivered him, the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer. Who is his rock? The Lord is. Who is the one who fortified his life and fortified his country? The Lord was the one who fortified it. Who is the one that provided deliverance? It was the Lord. The Lord is the rock. The Lord is the fortress. The Lord is the one that delivers. He says, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. Okay, now here's the key to us being provided for and being protected. We need to trust Him. Amen. We must have faith. We must exercise faith in the Lord. The Bible teaches that those that trust Him, He will shield, He will protect. Notice, the God of my rock, in Him will I trust. He is my shield. and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence, and I will call on the Lord who is worthy. Everybody say worthy. He said, he's protected me. He's kept me from the enemy, and I will praise him. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Listen, this morning I want us to acknowledge the fact that the Lord is worthy of the praise that he is, and that he has provided us protection over the last 10 years. How is the Lord a shield? Notice in that verse, he said, the Lord, he is a rock, but he said, I will trust in him. He is my shield. How is it that he provides a shielding for his people? Well, one of the ways that he does that in that he proclaimed himself to be a shield. You look in the 15th chapter of Genesis when Abraham had separated from Lot, and Abraham was wandering around and had great victory and some success. But God appeared to him and God spoke to him. And in the first verse, the 15th chapter of Genesis, he presented himself unto Abraham as a shield. He said, Abraham, when the Lord spoke unto him, he said, Abraham, I am your shield. I'm your shield and I am your exceeding great reward. So God himself presents himself unto us as a shield. You need God's shielding. There's no greater protection that's provided than the protection that's provided in God. God says, I am your shield. I will insulate you in life. We have a lot of problems. We have a lot of trials. We have a lot of troubles. We have a lot of difficulties and complications of life. And I'm convinced that God can shield us. He can insulate us from all of our problems. He can insulate us from all the evil and chaos and sin that's in the world. And we need that kind of shielding. In Psalms 3:3, the psalmist said, O Lord, art a shield for me. In other words, the psalmist said, you have shielded me. You are my shield. You've shielded me. You're the lifter up of my head. In Psalms 28:7, it says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In Psalms 33:20, he says, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help. He is our shield. So the Lord presents himself and promises to be a shield for Abraham. We read in the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16, where it says that all the promises that were given to Abraham are also given to us who are saved by faith. Amen. We receive the promises of Abraham. We're the children of God. Amen? We received the promises of Abraham. So God, in the 15th chapter of Genesis, promises Abraham that he would be his shield. Now, if he's Abraham's shield and he promised to be Abraham's shield, then he's our shield also. Amen. He's our shield today. We need a shield to protect our families. We need a shield to protect them as they go to school. We need our children protected. We need our homes protected. There's evil in the world. We have an adversary. The righteous need a shield. In Psalms 5:12, it says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. How will you bless the righteous? Well, the psalmist said he would bless them with favor. He would encompass them as a shield. He would protect them. The righteous need protecting. We have many enemies. We have many adversaries. We have many foes. Why do we need a shield? Because the enemy is strong. The enemy is great. There's the wicked people of the world we need to be protected from. And I pray that our children be protected from the evils of this world. Amen. There are times in our lives where we need to get on our faces before God and we need to pray for our children. Amen. Pray for their protection. Amen. Pray that God will help them. The next generation needs that shielding. Listen, we would not be able to survive like we have over the last several years had it not been for the protection of God. And I want to praise him today. I, like David, want to glorify his name, for he has protected us not only as a country, but he's protected us as a church. Listen, the dragon is real. The devil is real. Satan is real. He wants to destroy the church. He wars against the saints. The Bible says that he sought to destroy the woman. But the woman in the 12th chapter of Revelation verse 6, the woman was protected. The woman had a place and also was fed. Yes, the Lord preserved the woman in the 12th chapter of Revelation and also fed her. Provision and protection was provided to the church during the dark ages. You might say, well, who were these people? Well, it tells us who those people were in the 17th verse of that same chapter. It was the people that kept the promise, kept the commandments of God. It was the people that had faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, who was it? It was the people who kept the commandments of God and who kept the testimony of Jesus Christ. Listen, we today are that people. We can have the same kind of provision and the same kind of protection. There's a powerful prince of the air that seeks to destroy us. He is referred to in the Bible as a roaring lion that seeks to devour us. And we are not sufficient within ourselves to save ourselves, to protect ourselves, to deliver ourselves from his diabolical plans. We need the shielding of God. We need God protecting us and providing our needs. We are in great danger and we will perish if God does not shield us. Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16 that we have the shield of faith. Faith in who? Faith in God. Listen, we're not shielded unless we exercise faith in God. There's a God that can protect us. We must believe in his protection. Faith put in God helps us in our circumstances, helps us in our situations, helps us in times when the enemy is seeking to destroy us. Faith in God will provide us help and strength. Faith in God will shield us. Do you have faith in God this morning? Do you have faith in God to protect you and to shield you? We not only need to wield the sword, we need to yield to the shield. Amen. Yes, we need to yield ourselves and realize that it is God that protects us. Amen. Now, I realize some of you probably have a license to pack a firearm. I realize this is Tennessee. You know, and when you go over into Canada, that's the first thing they ask somebody who has a Tennessee license. You got a gun? Yeah. They expect all Tennesseans, I guess, to pack guns. Listen, I tell you something, unless the Lord protects you, your gun's not big enough to protect you. Amen. You need God's protection. God's protection. Our homes need protecting. The righteous need a shield. We need to be protected from sin. Amen. The Bible teaches us that we are to help those that fall into sin. We are those that are strong among us. The Bible says that we are those that are spiritual, or to help those that are fall into sin. And we are to be try to help them out of that sinful activity and those sinful situations. And in that verse, it tells us also that we should be weary. We should be concerned lest we also fall into the same scenario or the same sin or the same situation. Listen, we don't need to be boastful and proud. We need to realize that if we don't sin, that it's by the grace of God that we are sustained. Amen. You think you can sustain yourself against sin? You're wrong. Amen. You need to be shielded from sin. You need God to sustain you. Amen? Amen. Keep you safe. So the Bible tells us that the righteous need a shield and that God has pledged himself to be their shield. He said he would be the shield to Abraham. We see that he was David's shield and the psalmist's shield. He is the shield of all of his children, according to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16. And he will be our shield. He shielded the church through the dark ages, according to Revelation chapter 12. And he will be the shield for us in this century of time if we will trust him to be so. Yes. Well, how does he shield us? You know, a shield is a piece of armor. The older shields, they were sometimes 5 and 6 foot in length, and they would shield the entire body. Sometimes we think of a shield and we think of something to just protect the head or the major organs, and that's important for that's an important type of shield. But the shields that were referred to in the Old Testament were shields that protected you entirely. I mean, you could get behind that thing, and if those darts of danger come, your whole life was shielded. I mean, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, you were shielded. You were totally and completely protected. And that's the kind of protection we need. We need complete protection in every intricate part of our lives, in every department of our lives, in the spiritual part, in the physical part, in the natural part, and the spiritual part. We need protection all the way around. God is that kind of shield. In Psalms 84 and 11 it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory." So how will He protect us? According to Psalms 84 and 11, He'll give us grace. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Grace is more powerful than all of the gurus of this world. Grace is greater than Satan himself. Grace is able to deliver us and save us. We were saved by grace through faith. Amen? We know the power of grace. It delivered us from sin, and it will save us in life. Not only do we get grace, but we also get glory to motivate us, to help us, to strengthen us. We walk in the glory of the Lord. Amen? If there's any glory, let's glory in the Lord, right? I believe there's to be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, world without end. There's glory in the church. This is His church. These are His people. And in that glory, we receive shielding and we receive protection. He is a shield to defend us from the arrows of our adversary. There are many weapons of warfare, but none any greater than grace and glory. Think about that. Many weapons of warfare, but none any greater than grace and glory. In Proverbs 30 and 3 it says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield." Okay? So not only is grace and glory the means by which we are shielded, but also His Word. What God has promised, amen? Has there been times in your life where you've had to claim the promises of God? Has there been times in your life where the devil was trying to destroy you or something of the world was trying to hurt you and you had to hang on to the promises of God? That God had promised you, amen? That He would be near you and help you, that He'd stick close to you like a brother? Has there been times that I had to hang on to those promises where He said He would never leave you nor forsake you, though it seemed like He was far from you, but you clung to the promises of God? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Where the promises of God shield you, where the Word of God helps you and shields you. I tell you, when the devil comes at you, that's what you need to use as a shield. Jesus used it when He was tempted in the wilderness, and you need to use it today. When He approaches you, you need to say, "It is written, thus saith the Lord." This is the Word of God, devil. Get thee behind me, amen? So the Word of God can shield us. The grace that saved us, the glory that awaits us, it shields us. As we go through this life, we look back at that time where we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, where we experienced His glory, where we had a washing of regeneration, where we repented our sins, we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we experienced His grace within our hearts and lives. We also received a glimpse of His glory, the anticipation, the expectation, knowing that we're going to heaven. Do you have that knowledge? Will you know that you're going to heaven? Doesn't that shield you? Yeah, so we got saved. And as we go through life, we use the Word of God to protect us because we know ultimately our end is that we're going to be with Jesus. The Lord Jesus is coming for us. We're protected. We are shielded from the point of salvation to the point of going all the way to heaven. There's nothing that can keep us from going to heaven. We are sealed with a Holy Spirit of promise. Yeah. It's promised. And we've got the Spirit of grace and the Holy Ghost of glory to prove it, to witness to us, to assure us that we're on our way to heaven. Jesus took the disciples aside on one occasion and said, look, don't worry about somebody trying to destroy the body. You better worry about somebody who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. He said, don't worry about the things that are done in the flesh. You need to make sure that your name's written down in glory. Listen, we can rejoice today. Amen. We can go through trials and troubles and pains and woes and cares of this life. But you know, it's just a vapor. It's just a short time anyway, right? We're just passing through. We're just strangers down here. This world is not our home. We're going to heaven. Heaven is our home. Amen. Yeah. And while we're on our journey, God Himself said, I will be your shield. I will be your reward, your exceeding great reward. Now, I don't know how it is for you, but as I go through this life, the Lord is everything to me. He is my all in all. He's all really I care about, all I really have that I can hold on to. He's the only thing you can take with you when you die. And He is our exceeding great reward. So has the proverb of 30:5, which says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto who? The proverb is that He is a shield to those that trust in Him. If you want protection through life, if you want protection through all of eternity, if you want protection in judgment, if you want protection from sin, you need Jesus. You must trust in Him. He is a shield to those, the Bible says, to those that trust Him. Proverbs 30:5, who put their trust in Him. Are you trusting the Lord today? What are you trusting to protect you? Now I realize we've got a lot of inventions. You know, we have a lot of abilities, we have a lot of technology, we have a lot of wisdom, we have a lot of knowledge, we have a lot of science. We have a lot of medicine, and we have a lot of technicians, and we have surgeons, and we have all these great things that men have achieved. But for every believer, there's only one who really keeps us safe, and that's the Lord. I trust Him. I trust Him. I put my trust in Him to shield me. Let me ask you something. Do you honestly believe that the Lord is going to shield you from death? Do you really think you're going to cease to exist when you die? Or do you think that the moment you die, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord? You know, the sting of death might get me, but death itself doesn't. Jesus said, he that believeth in me shall never die. I'm shielded from it. I hope and pray that God just gives me all kinds of grace and glory, that when I fall ill with a sickness that I'm going to die with, like Elisha did, you know, that I can just go out in glory, you know, just in a blaze of glory. Isn't that the way you want to go out? I mean, just go out in a blaze of glory. I believe that some people get to go out peacefully. Brother Andy, I think there's people that just, you know, they just sit down, take their shoes off, and just go be with the Lord. Yeah. Not everybody suffers when they die. I'm going to tell you that. Not everybody suffers when they die. And there are some people that go out with such glory. I mean, all in the room, all over their life. I mean, they've lived it, they've breathed it, they've tasted it all through their life. And when they come to cross over Hades Chili Jordan, the Lord is with them. Amen. I mean, you can just tell He's in the room. Yeah, yeah. Shielding them from that hour. And let me say this publicly. You know, we just never know we're going to die. But I want to tell my children and my family and this church, listen, when I die, don't weep for me. Amen. Children, don't weep for me. I'm in a better place. I'll be resting from my labors. Just fight the good fight. Keep the faith. You trust the Lord and He'll shield you in life. Sometimes I think that we as Americans, we get this mentality that
that nothing bad can happen to us, that we're superior. Let me remind you of something. Kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall. Yeah, they do. You just read the Old Testament. Empires greater than America fell. Yeah. The Lord raises them up. Sometimes He would even raise up wicked nations like Babylon, just like He's raising up China. He raises them up to serve His purpose. He's sovereign. He brings them down. Let me share something. But there's one kingdom in this world that the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, established that'll be here forever. Of His kingdom, there will be no end. Jesus told His church in the 16th chapter of Matthew, He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against you. His church is sustained. Now I realize we get to worrying a lot about our substance. Sometimes we want our substance, the things that we have acquired in life, shielded. And it is shielded of God. You read in the book of Job. Job chapter 1 and verse 12. You know what Satan's complaint was to God? Behold, all that he hath is in your power.
Amen.
Satan said, I can't touch his wealth. I can't touch his children because you have shielded him. You put a hedge up. You're protecting him. All that he has been shielded from me.
Amen.
Listen, we need the Lord shielding us. In Psalms 91 and 10. I can't read Psalms 91 without thinking about people that have cancer. I'll never forget when Sister Allen told me about Psalms 91, how that it helped her husband when he had bone cancer. And he was in a great deal of pain, and he would read that over and over again, how that the psalmist was protected from plagues. No matter what was around him or what happened to him, he was protected. And listen, we are protected. We're protected. And the psalmist said, God says that no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Our dwelling place can be protected. Our homes can be protected. Our communities need to be protected. Our churches need to be protected. Vandalism. 2 miles down the road. One of our sister churches. And that tornado, I was driving down Saunders Ferry Road. And that tornado that ended up over in Gallatin, it went right over the top of this church. Didn't touch down, but it went right over the top of this church. And I praise God and I thank God for protecting this facility.
Amen.
The Lord protects our dwelling. My parents have been robbed several times. My mother-in-law, they got underneath her house and took out all her copper. She got robbed again this last year. I tell you, we need the protection of God. God will protect us, but we've got to trust in Him. We have to believe in Him. We have to ask Him to protect our... I believe we need to get on our knees and ask God to protect our dwelling. Listen, it's not a selfish prayer to get on your face and say, God, protect this home. Keep out the adversary. Keep out evil men. I believe we need to ask for protection over this facility. You may think a preacher is getting awful carnal, but it's in the Bible. Protect my dwelling. God, be a shield for my dwelling. See, I still believe that in Him we live and move and have our being.
Amen.
Bible says that He gives His angels charge over us. Psalms 91:11, it says that He will give His angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, in all of our ways. Everybody say all of our ways. In all of our ways. I mean, protecting our homes, protecting our children, preserving us. We need the Lord's deliverance both with respect to our homes and our substance, but also protecting our bodies from physical harm, from disease and sickness. We need to ask God to protect us. Why does the Bible say if there's any sick among you, let him call the elders together and pray for them? And it says if he's committed some sin, he'll be forgiven. And it goes on and says in James, the prayer of faith shall what? Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Do you realize that all if we were to have some kind of outbreak of some disease, that it could annihilate this country? It could annihilate our community? We haven't had any bad diseases in a long time, but we've had some on the fringes of almost destroying us, and we need to thank God for the protection. There's such things as AIDS and other things that there's things that we don't have remedies for. There's infections that we don't have antibiotics for. We need to pray to God for protection. But I guess the most important thing is the Lord shields my soul. Amen. You know, if I lose my house, if I lose my possessions, if I lose my health and my body, my soul is shielded eternally. Amen. Nothing can get to my soul. God is the shield of the righteous. In all that they are and all that they have, He is a high tower. He is an impenetrable fortress of the soul. He is the shepherd of the soul. He protects His sheep. Amen. His sheep hear His voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Now the Lord, He's not only a shield, He is the most excellent shield. There's no greater shielding than you can receive than what you receive from God. God is our shield. He is a great reward. When the enemy surrounds us, should we fear? No. God is a great shield. Do you guys believe in the omnipotent power of God? You believe God is all powerful? If He is all powerful, then there's no greater shielding than a person can receive than what is given by an omnipotent, all powerful, almighty God. He defends the righteous. He keeps us by His power. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5 that we're kept by the power of God. Amen? The power of God keeps us. Well, will this shield come and go, or is it perpetual? I believe it's perpetual, don't you? I believe it's universal. I believe it's the only true shield. I appreciate the human wisdom and the abilities of men, but when it comes to truly being safe, we need God. We need God being our shield. Look in Matthew 18 and 10. I want you to notice that verse. Matthew 18 and 10, good verse. Sometimes we forget this. But at all times, in all places, in every age, in all seasons, throughout our entire life, through the high points, the low points, the mountains, the valleys, okay? Through times of adversity, times of good times or bad times, whatever the case may be, if you're going through peril, I want you to remember this. He says this, that in heaven, your angels behold the face of the Father, which is in heaven. Your angel. In other words, the Lord is watching over us. He's watching over His people. I was talking to somebody here recently, and they were beginning to start a family. And I just told them, I'm pretty straightforward. Last thing you need is God against you. Amen? I mean, you need the favor of God on your life, in your home. Amen? And it's a great shield. The grace of God, the glory of God, being saved, born again of His Spirit, having His protection, knowing that your soul is safe. Do you know that this morning? And then once you're one of His children, He appoints an angel that just cares for you, protects you. There's an angel that's appointed unto you to watch over you. And that angel constantly beholds the face of the Father, can inform Him concerning your needs, your situations. And God Himself can shield you as you go through this life. The Lord is our shield. He shielded this church from trouble. Amen? Sure has. We have to give Him praise. Just like David said, hey, I'm going to praise the Lord. He shielded me. Now, David was out there fighting the battle. He had mighty men of war that was with him.
But he realized that it was God that gave him the victory. And it's God that always gives us, gives his people the victory. I want to praise him for being, that was the title of the message, and I'm giving the title at the end. But I just want to pray, I want to praise him today for the Lord being my shield. He is my shield. He protects me. You know, he protects me. He's protected my family, and I thank God for that. He's protected this church. I thank God for that. He's protected this country. I thank God for that. He's protected this community. He's protected this church, this facility. The Lord is our shield. I want us to stand and sing a verse of a song. And if you're here today and your soul is unprotected, there's protection in Christ Jesus. Amen. I mean, you know, to just, I mean, have you ever just been to a point to where you're like, I don't care, I'm safe. I really don't care what happens to me, I'm safe. You know, I'm protected. Devil, you can destroy all of this stuff, but there's one part of me that you can't get to that's protected in Christ Jesus. You know, if I'm tested and tried and God lets the devil just take everything from me, I know there's one thing that he'll never let the devil take from me, and that's my salvation. Yeah, I'm ready to go to heaven. And I ask you today, don't you want to go? Do you want that kind of protection? If you do, there's only one who can shield you, and that's the Lord. As we sing a verse of some song. Is there somebody here? Maybe you want to pray. Seek the Lord. We'll pray with you. Is there somebody here who would like to pray? Listen, you need this shielding in your life. Amen. I thank you for hearing me. We're going to have a handshake. I'm going to ask Jason if you'd come up at this time. His letter was read and approved in conference. Let's give him the right hand of church fellowship. I want to say to all of our visitors that we're thankful that you were with us today. We hope that you will come back. We hope and pray that you're shielded. There's a shielding in God. And I hope that you have that on your life. There's so many people that are striving to protect themselves, and they'll buy these gadgets and they'll do all these things. But the bottom line is you need an omnipotent, almighty, all-powerful, awesome God, saving you, delivering you, and shielding you as you go through this life. And he's available.